Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
sunshine. I love you for my life. You're a friend of mine. And when my life is over, remember when we were together. We were alone, and I was singing this song to you. We were alone, and I was singing this song to you.
My eye hooked up and that of love. You are listening to the Truth to Power show with Beverly and Eric, and we have some musical guests here tonight with us. Eric, how are you doing this evening?
Hey, Bev, I want to ask you a question.
Yes.
I'm going to ask you a question as soon as you answer my question, all right? Would you consider that to be foreplay?
Ooh.
The four songs you played?
Yes.
Yeah, there you go. Be honest. I already know. Yeah, you already know I'm vibing, babe. I'm out here, the birds are singing over here in my little zen corner out in nature. And, yeah, man, it's a fire one tonight. Fire already. How y'all doing out there?
Yeah.
Radio
great,
Land.
Great, excellent.
Yeah. Yes. Welcome in, babe, from the Copperland, Detroit.
Yes,
uh-huh.
I am.
Go ahead.
Definitely. On the waterway. Who was that we just heard?
That was
L1.
So you mean to tell me that wasn't Donny Hathaway?
I don't know. That wasn't. and we have him on the phone with us also.
Yeah, well, there you go. That I always love to allow people to introduce themselves. All I can say, I got a beautiful friend, Christy Stevens. I'm sure she'll be listening in here shortly, and she wrote an article in the newspaper about a sister who has some land out here and that once was an old ancient school out here in Texas, and so she revised the school, and it was a great Earth Day celebration. They came and they was the music for the day, and I seen him on the front page of the paper, you know what I'm saying? I could tell they vibe, you know. I seen the brother with the horns, you know what I'm saying? They was posted up. I said, yeah, I gotta contact these brothers right here, see if I can get them for an interview. So, man, this would be the first one, you know. This is the introduction. We'll introduce them to the family. And but yeah, definitely that
okay.
was a I don't want to introduce the brother's name improper, so I let him introduce himself. But I know him
okay.
and him and the trumpet player Stuart Adams is with us tonight, so yes. Without
okay.
further ado,
right.
let me shut my mouth.
All right. Let me bring
How's
up.
How's everybody doing? This is Luan Law.
Great.
Big
Law.
Up. Blast.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Welcome.
It's great to meet you.
Thank you. Thank y'all for having us. For real. Thank you.
It's a pleasure.
Yeah.
And we have also Adam. What's your first name?
Can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Can you hear me? Yeah, I'm Stuart Adams. I play trumpet for Luan, and I'm also the production manager of the group.
Okay.
Greetings, gentlemen. Greetings. Welcome in to Truth to Power. Come on in, man. Y'all already have lit up the airwaves, so yeah, y'all come on in and come on in, Mr. Law. We want to know, you know, about that vibe right there, man. How you get started? In the music? Let me allow Beverly. I know Beverly want to ask you some questions. Please, Beverly, go ahead. And then
I'm interested to know the same question that you asked, Mr. Law.
I wanted to give you that.
We can start with Mr. Law.
All right, then.
I've always been into music, and of course, like a lot of musicians, I started off in church as a small boy in rural Texas, Matagorda County, about an hour and a half outside of Houston, southwest of Houston, and was always interested in, of course, when I was a kid, Michael Jackson and Prince and Luther Vandross, and as I got older, I started going back and getting into some of the old soul, Stevie Wonder, Marvin Gaye, James Brown, and a little over 10 years ago, assembled a band for the first time and started doing some gigs. Doing a few gigs here and there. There would be different iterations of the band until about 4 years ago. I ran across a kid that he's actually not on the call now, but at the time he was 15 or 16, a student out of HSPVA playing guitar, and I asked him to sub for me for a gig, and he did, and he asked me, hey, if you need anybody else, let me know. And at the time, I had musicians who kind of were doing a bunch of different things at the same time, so they weren't really focused or couldn't be singularly focused on one group. And one by one, I ended up getting these kids that were either in high school or just out of high school, and that kind of became the group, and it still is. And that's the group that was at the Earth Day celebration. So Stuart, how old are you?
I turned 17 in March.
Oh, excellent.
And he's been playing with me since he was 14.
Great. So are you taking up, Stuart, are you going to take up music as a career? You studying it, or are you just going to just play it, or what is your plan?
Yeah, that's the plan. That's the plan. I'm currently at HSPVA up here in downtown, so that's definitely a big help. But I've been, along with playing with the Lawn ever since, I guess, the summer of 2019, I've been playing. I play jazz a lot, small group stuff, here at restaurants locally, and that sort of thing. So I'm hoping that will continue into my career outside of high school.
Okay. You want to make this, you want to be a superstar. You don't want to be just the star. You want to make it to the big lights. Okay.
He's definitely got it. He's got it if that's what he wants to do.
Yeah. Well, that's a gift, you know. When you have it, a lot of people don't have it. So use it. Eric?
Yes, big up to the singers and players of instruments. And, wow, man, it's a vibe to have y'all here. You know, like I said, I hate I missed the Earth Day celebration, but I'm going to have to keep up with y'all, see where y'all at and see what y'all doing, you know, and come check y'all out, man. I'm loving it.
Stuart will let you know for sure. He's real good about it. He'll let you know.
All right, yes, there you go. Yeah, that youth vibe, you know. Yeah, we got it for sure. Yeah, okay. Welcome in. It's going to be a nice vibe tonight. We have plenty of music on the mound, and you know, y'all just kick back, and, you know, we're going to have Shaka Man come in, and he might bring his guitar, or he a drummer. Shaka Man is let me introduce Shaka Man to the fam, too. He'll join us shortly. Shaka Man is an elder. He's been in the Rasta community of Jamaica for years, about over 40 years, I think like 50 years. And he was one of the original bands that come out of Jamaica to make it to America called the Rastafarians. And so, you know, like, again, he'll speak for himself also. But, yeah, it's a legend. And because of that, you know, because of they were the foundation, who laid the foundation as far as introducing people to reggae music. And so, you know, people seen him with the locks and, oh, man, you know, it was a culture shock, you know. See these brothers coming in with some locks and, you know, they got these tight rhythms and, you know what I mean, they playing the drums and the horns and coming in with funky beats and spiritual mute drumming and chanting. So, you know, it was revolutionary, you know. So and we know where it took off from there, you know. We got all the other legends, Bob Marley and all that. But, yeah, they laid the foundation. Right. So that's what we have with tonight. He's also a healer. So, yeah, we're looking forward to the vibe. Y'all, welcome in, you know. Welcome in. Be able to play a little vinyl. Go ahead. Go ahead, Stuart.
Go ahead. Go ahead. I wanted to ask Stuart, what kind, are you more into jazz, or is it a certain kind of music that you like? I know usually when you're a magician, you like all of them, but is it some one that you're more geared toward?
Honestly, I think I could say I like a fair share of all of this. I like going from playing jazz to playing horn section stuff in Luan's band and pretty much all sorts of things. It's all fun to me.
He's being modest, so he's actually branched out into starting to produce tracks that are modern sounding and in line with stuff that's on the radio right now.
Okay. So, yeah. Are you kind of like taking it, putting a little bit of jazz and a little bit of the hip-hop or whatever the latest music is going on? Are you being inventive and creating
a
new kind of...
You can probably hear, like, whenever I take a solo in the Wand band, you can definitely hear the jazz influence and vice versa whenever I play jazz. So it all kind of ties together.
Okay. Excellent. And Luan, do you travel all over to different parts of the state or not, you know, out of state?
So I do. So I not only work with the band, but I actually work in production like stage management. So I do travel. I actually just got back from working on some concert dates. On the production side, I was in D.C. on Sunday and Charlotte on Monday, Atlanta on Tuesday and Wednesday, and got back to Houston last night. So I do – that's what I do full time. And that on the production side. As far as the us performing, we've gone as far as like South – like Bay City, North, you know, Conroe, Cypress. We have not done anything out of the – let me think. We haven't done anything out of the state yet. We haven't done anything out of the state.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right. Okay, well, we just kind of opened up anyway, so everything was kind of shut down for a while.
True. Very true.
Okay, well, we're going to listen to some Shaka Man here. Let's see.
Bless her.
righty. That was, excuse me, that was Holly Israel and Chakra Man.
Yeah.
That was fire.
Eric? Okay. Yes, yes.
Yeah. That's the Grey Out Journey by Holly Israel, a new drop that he just dropped. Please go check it out. Support. He was on with us a couple of weeks ago. Looking for him to coming back. And so our guests are going to exit, and we would like to tell them thank you. And, we're looking forward to linking back up with them in the near future. And I think Mr. Stewart is going to take us out with a little trump. And, once again, thank you all so much.
Thank you. Appreciate
thank you so much. We've got Stewart. You can tell them what you have coming up. We're, as a band, we're going to be – we'll be at Warehouse Live downtown on Friday, August 19th. That show should be announced about the third week in June. But it's an annual on a celebration of soul music, which is the first time we're resuming it since COVID, since the pandemic hit.
Mm-hmm.
The last time we did it before now was 2019. So August of 2019. So we'll do that on Friday, August 19th, and then Stewart has a couple of events as well.
Yeah.
Okay.
Tomorrow I'm actually playing. What's that?
No, go ahead. Go ahead.
If anyone's in the Houston area tomorrow, I'll be playing with Marcus Miller, who's the ex-bass player for Miles Davis. We'll be playing at Houston City Hall, so that should be cool.
What time?
7 p.m.
Cool.
Oh yeah, I'm gonna be through there. I'm gonna have to come check you out, man. That's ridiculous. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. A 17-year-old playing with Marcus Miller. There you go.
Exactly.
There you go. Truth to power. Your dreams do come true. Yeah, big up, big up. That's what I'm talking about. Please proceed. Go right ahead.
Did you want me to play a few notes or something?
Please, yeah, man. Tone us up, man. Tone us up, brother.
I'll play a little something. I'm not sure how well it'll come across on the phone, but.
Okay.
There you go.
All right.
That's
now you got to be at Houston City Hall at 7 p.m. What day again?
That's tomorrow. So if you want to hear the rest of the trumpet playing, come to Houston City Hall.
Okay. All right.
And what time?
And
7 p.m. at City Hall with Marcus Miller on the lawn.
Ooh.
Yes.
That's fire.
Okay.
All right, yeah.
And, Luan, you say you're going to be at the Warehouse on August the 19th.
Yeah, the entire group will be at Warehouse Live. Warehouse Live is downtown on St. Emmanuel Street. So you just go to warehouselive.com. But like I said, that will be announced and tickets available right around the 19th of June. So look for those to be available. If y'all want to come to the show, y'all can be our guests.
Now, wait a minute. You say downtown. See, we are we broadcast.
I'm sorry.
Downtown Houston.
Sorry about that.
All right.
Sorry. Warehouse
That's
Live
all right.
is downtown
That's
Houston. Right. I forget we're in cyberspace.
Okay.
I get it.
Yes. Okay. Excellent. Thank you. All right. So that's and the tickets go on sale in June.
Yes, ma'am. So look
June.
For those
okay.
around the 13th
right.
of June. You can go to warehouselive.com.
Okay. All right. Well, it's so good to have talent, especially new talent. And when you come up with a new album or something like that, please let us know so we can play it for you.
Absolutely.
And if any of you ever need to contact us for the band, you can email. We have email that's booking@vintagesounds.net.
Vintagesounds.net?
Yeah, it's booking@vintagesounds.net.
Okay, booking. Okay, all right. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Well,
yeah.
Okay.
And I want to thank Christy Stevens. That's who connected us. Beautiful Christy Stevens, and she's a writer up here at the newspaper. And so, yeah, large up to Christy and her family and her new grandbaby. And so, yeah, we're looking forward to, man, I'm going to be up there. I'm gonna try my best to make it to H-Town. I don't live too far from there tomorrow. So, yeah, man, big up, okay. Stu, and big up Mr. Law. Man, y'all keep it going, man. We love what y'all got going, man. Keep it going. We look forward to running into y'all again pretty soon.
Thank y'all so much. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. Keep up the good work. Excellent. Thank you so much. Better love. Okay, Eric. What do you have for us as far as the crystals? What do you have for us? And how can people get the crystals?
All right. Y'all can contact us at Jawworks Radio. That's one word. The letter JAHWORKS radio@gmail.com. Jaworksradio.com. There will be our website, a donation button. You just send us a message and let us know you want crystals. I'll contact you. I'll show you pictures, and then, you know, you can donate if you would like. But yes, we have crystals galore and other products also. Yes. Right now, our food, the foods are. I'm sorry.
What,
go ahead.
You had the food? No, you say you had the food.
Oh man, the foods are coming in. I mean, it's just an encouragement to everybody that seeing what's going on in inflation in the stores. You know, it's like an experiment with rats. You know what I'm saying? So, you don't pay attention to that. Just go out in nature and see how nature is abundant in herbs and foods. And like I said, if you do your research, they have certain herbs and different grasses and stuff that you can eat, and babe, it'll keep your belly full for days. You won't be hungry at all. Yeah, there's all kinds of foods like that out here. You know, we have that maca. That maca is like that. It's full of zinc, and it just keep you full.
Yeah.
You know, it's a superfood. It's a real food. It grow high up in the mountains of the Amazon, up in Jerusalem, and you know, it's just a great. It's just a great food, man. It's just a great food. That's all I can say about it. There's many of them, you know. That's just one of them. It's many of them. So, yes, let's go out here and check it out. Y'all, right now over here where I am, just talk about where I am, blackberries. The figs are coming on strong. You know, the figs come out during the rise of Sirius on July the 4th. We got lemons. We got oh, man, what else coming up? Different kind of berries. I already mentioned the blackberry, but now we got that was the Mayberry. Now the June, so that the first harvest of berries already went away, and the second ones are coming on already. We call them June berries, May and June berries. So the June crop is coming in right on schedule. What else we have? Bananas. Oh, wild grapes are everywhere. I mean, the wild grapes are – I don't know what happened, man, but the nitrogen from the rain that we've been getting, man, the grapes are going berserk. So, yeah, we got wild grapes. I'm just walking around just looking forward to the grapes and the figs coming in, but I've already been going in on the blackberries galore and dandelion and everything else that's coming up.
So are you saying that people that's not in the area that they can order it, and are you shipping that to people?
Yeah, no.
Or we
no,
have
no,
some...
babe, what... Yeah, let me make myself clear, like a crystal.
Okay.
Excuse me for that.
Okay.
What I'm mentioning is I'm just letting you know that if I didn't travel here frequently, even if I was a visitor, I would walk around and I would find these foods just growing in nature naturally, where I could just go and get them. There ain't nobody's yard. They're just wild. That's where everywhere you live.
Okay.
I don't even if you live in the city, there's some food growing somewhere. And most times people have their head down on the phone, they walking right past it. Oh, especially in California. Oh man, I go to LA. I don't ride in no car for what? Man, I walk and ride the bus everywhere. And man, when I get out and walk, Man, you could ask anybody I know in Cali, man. They know when I come, all I'm going to do is go around and get free food. Man, I come back with a bag of food, bag of fruit, pears, apples, pomegranates, mangoes, bananas. Oh, man, it's ridiculous. Yeah, so much food everywhere. You know, in Cali, people have their tree be loaded with fruit. Man, they don't care. They don't touch. Now, you see all the fruit falling on the ground rotten. Papayas.
Wow.
A grapefruit big as your head. Oh, man. Come on. That's been for years. I can go out there right. I haven't been out there in 3 years, but I can go out there right now, go on my same route I've been going for 20 years and get all the food I want.
Mm.
Ain't nobody going to say nothing.
And there's no sense in nobody will starve in California. You know, you got the sun all year round.
I think the subject is going around that we all are kind of in a starvation, you know, just because following the ways of the system and, you know, being colonized. And, you know, I think we pretty much, you know, Dr. Sabin and a lot of people have laid the foundation for that. But what I'm saying is that just like crystals right now, how easy it is to get anything because, you know, the money system is changing over. You know what I'm saying? Like different people are having to come up with innovative ways to make money, you know, and make a living and keep things going, keep their refrigerator on, you know, keep their children fed. So people have to be really innovative. So what I'm saying is that a lot of things that we've been passing by thinking that we have to spend money for is all the time has been free.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I have some friends that live in a forest where maple trees grow, and they tap the trees and get the maple syrup. They share it with me, man. I send them pecans. They send me maple syrup. There's no money exchange. That's the money.
Right.
They sending me sap.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? And I'm sending them some dap. You know what I mean? I mean, and we talk about some of the most expensive things as far as real food when you go in the store. That's the most expensive things. Pecans. You know,
that's
almonds, pistachios, you know what I mean? Maple syrup. That's the big expensive food right there.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, we getting these things out of nature, just walking through nature, admiring and respecting nature, spending time in nature. We don't have our cell phones. We don't take no watches, no jewelry. You know what I mean? We strip down, man. We just go bare. And then nature allows us to enter in and show us different, you know, sides of itself. And many of us already know that, but I'm just magnifying that on a night like this, on a musical night like this. We can hear it through the trumpet. We can hear it through the drum, you know, that this is our heartbeat. This is our bloodline. This is our cell phone. You know what I mean? All of this cellular foods that we're talking about, they right here in abundance for us. You know, in Michigan, Bev, y'all have the same type of environment as far as medicine as Vermont. You know, they have chaga in Michigan. You can get birch tree chaga in Michigan. And Michigan has some of the most beautiful agate stones in the world come out of Lake Michigan. Agate crystals.
Okay.
Yeah. So, you know, and then I already show you the geometry of Michigan. The geometry of Detroit,
you know what I mean?
I mean, I'm not making it up. You can go, anybody can go and look. Not only is copper, but they don't tell us about the gold and the diamonds in Detroit. They didn't tell us about that part. Mm-hmm.
And then we had a salt. We got a lot of salt, too. Those crystals also.
Oh, yeah.
We got those.
Wow. Oh, yeah, yeah.
The water,
that goes
salt,
without saying.
Copper.
It's so profound. I mean, when you can see these geometric patterns over the city where you live, I visited there for the first time. I was calling all my friends. I said, y'all, I'm in Detroit Motel, man. I said, man, this vibe is down here at Central Market. I said, man, around me, all the buildings are closed. It seemed dry, but right here, it's bubbling hot. It's going on right here. I was like, man, you know, they had the karaoke going, people selling food, people vibing, the Detroit Lions walking around. I was like, man, this is tight right here. I was vibing down there in Detroit. I was calling Ron March. I was down there tripping, boy. I said, yeah, this is vibes down here. So, you know, now I'm
what,
just finding out a couple of weeks ago.
Uh-huh.
I'm sorry, what?
What year was that? What year was that?
Oh, wow. That's been like 7 years ago now, Beth.
Okay. It was vibing.
Yeah, it's been like seven.
Vibing more so now. Go ahead, yeah.
Right, I can imagine.
Go ahead.
I can imagine. I could, you know, they was building a, they was doing a lot of building when I was there, like it was coming back up, and a lot of people was buying, you know, it was coming back up. So, but it was already, to me, it was already up, you know. It was just the vibe of the people, man. It didn't have nothing to do with what was around me. I wasn't, like I said, I take things out of trash and make beauty with it. So what I seen didn't affect me. I was affected by the vibration of the people that was down there on the ground floor in the black bottom. That was the vibe right there.
Yes.
That
yes.
was the vibe. Then
yes.
I set my stand up right there where the brother had the xylophone. He was playing the vibes. And, man, oh, boy, that was something else. And they had shea butter galore, olives, African food, Jamaican food. They had all kind of stuff, man.
Yeah.
Oh, man. I was trying
out
the Amish food. I was trying everybody's food. It was bomb. It was fire. So, yeah, man, big ups to Detroit. Big up. Y'all still a lion no matter what. Yeah, there you go. And tiger. See what I'm saying? The cat. It's a natural flow.
Yeah.
Already talk about it. Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
Exactly. Y'all on the come up because we in the year of the cat. We in the year of the cat for sure.
Okay.
Look how they did in the Super Bowl with the Rams. Both quarterbacks wear the number 9. Huh? Mm-hmm. The shooter at the Texas school, 18 years old. Come on, y'all. It's the same old story. Mm-hmm. I told y'all about that 1-8. They don't know how to get off of it. It's the same
they
old
can't.
Story. They can't. They can't,
wow.
Bev. They don't. They linear, though. That's what linear people do. You know what I mean? That's what linear people do. They till the wheels fall off. And guess what? They
what?
Have already fell off. They riding on hubcaps.
they on hubcaps.
You can hear them screeching down the road. It's raggedy. It's really falling apart. You got Shaka out there?
I don't see Shaka yet.
All right. That's cool. He got all the info. So that's what I was talking about, the food, Bev, as far as the food. Now, as far as the food, as far as us, you know, we have the maca and the chaga. I always walk the street and sell my products, be local. You know, when I pick pecans, you know, I have people that I've been, you know, dealing with for years. I just get to take them pecans. You know, I already know how much they like, how much they want, what kind they want. You know, it's all different kind of pecans. And so some people just like the native. Some people like the paper shell where they can just rub them up against each other and they crack open, you know, without hardly any pressure. Paper shell, you know.
Right.
So it's all different kind. And so, that's what I do. But, you know, every now and then we'll have – oh, go right ahead, Beth.
No, I was just going to say the pecans, is that the ones that shape like your brain?
Oh, that's
it's
a walnut.
The two halves. Like the, oh, that is a walnut.
That's a walnut.
Okay. All right.
And, Beth, y'all have walnuts in Michigan. When I was in Michigan on the farm, man, I was surrounded by food. I already told you, I'm doubling up on. That's why I was looking Detroit up to see where I was coming to, why I vibe, and I found out exactly why I feel like I do when I go there because of that golden ratio, just stacked on top of each other in the city. Yeah, right there.
Yeah.
That's why, exactly why. So yeah, that's why Motown. Watch why the car industry, all that. What was that? The black. They had a Detroit had a Black Wall Street. What was it called, Biff? What was that? What was that neighborhood
bottom.
Over there? That no, that's not the black. Not, it was the Black Bottom,
about
but they.
Hastings. You have my Hastings Street where they put the freeway between right in the middle of it.
Yeah, that's right.
You
yeah, Hastings
that?
Street. That's right.
Yeah, that's where everybody was at. It was vibing. That was the place. High energy.
Yeah, right. Yeah, exactly. So, yes, a lot. Everybody has, but every place right now, Atlanta's on fire. You know, Atlanta right now, go check out if y'all can find the geometry on Atlanta with that granite mm-hmm. crystal coming out the ground over there, you know, Stone Mountain. They got some brothers
okay.
out there. A lot of brothers is, I don't know if it's this weekend or next weekend, they taking a major trip up to Stone Mountain, you know, a bunch of conscious people. It'll be Red Pill, Blue Pill, Ross Ben, you know, a lot of people from that community out there. Mm-hmm. And they doing a group session, King Simon. They doing a group hike up to the Brother Rich, for those who like Brother Rich channel, Black Magic 363. Mm-hmm. He going to be on mm-hmm. the hike.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, you know, a bunch of conscious people going up there to do rituals. And so, yeah, we going in out here, man. We're not playing around. We not playing around at all. Mm-hmm. It's activated. It's on.
Yes, it is.
We like little ants.
Definitely.
Yeah, like little ants out here, you know. You knock down our mound, we'll be built back up in a day.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so yeah, so, yeah.
Tell us about the maca and the, what's the other one? The
chaga.
Chaga. Yeah, tell us
yes,
the
chaga.
Difference and what do they
do. I'm going to tell you how to spell chaga first, all right? Chaga. It's C-H-A-G-A, chaga. And chaga comes from the birch tree. And it's actually it's a aftergrowth. Some would call it a mushroom, but, you know, there are many terminologies for what it is. But it's actually wherever the tree is injured on the birch or is dying, that growth will grow in there, you know, as a symbol that that it has a healing property because it melanates right there. You know, it just like if you have a bruised arm, you know that melanin mm-hmm. button down that you have on your elbow, that melanin, mm-hmm. that's a strong melanated center right there, Bev. So, you know, to have that flexing there, that melanin is important. So that's the same as the birch tree. You know, at its phases where it's getting injured, it's getting old, it'll start clumping up with those little chaga nuggets. And it's rich with melanin. And that's why when you get it, you get the little brick. You've seen the bricks, Bev, that gold and brown and have all that dark chocolate melanin covering it. And then all you have to do is just put it in some water and just let it break down on its own. You could heat it a little bit, like heat it, turn it off, heat it. You don't want to boil it. You just want to mm-hmm. you know, let it heat up a little bit, and then I'll allow mine to break down on its own, you know, over a couple of days or something like that. Then it's just chocolate, and you can do that.
Okay.
You can do that at least 6 to 7 times. I've done it all the way to 8, but you can do that 6 or 7 times over, and it's so concentrated, just a little tiny brick. Well, the best way to get the pure concentrate easier and fast is the little pieces. You get a little bunch of pieces, little rocks, you know, a little piece of crunched up, and you let that soak, mm-hmm. and that break down real fast. It get dark real fast on that, and have a little vanilla flavor. It tastes real good.
Yes.
So they did a study with Henrietta Lacks. They found that the type of cancer that Henrietta Lacks had, when they did a test, they found out that it was the one that attacks that specific cancer mound. It protects the cancer from spreading. You know, it builds itself a mound. The nutrients inside of that chaga. Yeah, they tested it, and so they've been doing tests with that chaga for years. And we found that about Henrietta Lacks. You know, that they was using the chaga in studies with her. And but I have to thank my great auntie, man, Gemma Lee. You know, big up Aunt Gemma Lee, Thea Jimmy. You know, she hit me. I didn't know she was on her dying days. I didn't know she was gonna pass away in a couple of days, but I went to go visit her. And man, I hated to see her like that, man. She was doing bad. She was dehydrated. You know, when you get in them homes, you don't do good. All she would say, I wanna go home. But anyway, past that, she said, son, she said, give me some blackberry milk. Now, I've been around this old lady. She was 106, y'all. I've been around this old lady for years, and she's not big on milk. You know, she raised cows. That's what she did for a living. She had a dairy farm, but she didn't really care for milk. So she said, get her some blackberry milk. I said, man, boy. I said, man, Amy ain't doing good. You know, but anyway, I'm going to go get her the blackberry milk anyway. And you know, I'm going to have sit down and have a, that sound pretty good. I'm going to have some with her. So by the time I went and got the blackberry milk, I mean, I didn't get blackberry milk. I went to the health food store and asked if they had anything have they ever heard of something that you can make blackberry milk? Do they had any kind of thing that they can make blackberry milk out of? This was my friend January. And she said, Eric, I got something. It had blackberry, and I'll show it to you. It was a chaga mushroom elixir. And it had cinnamon. Mm. It had organic oregano. It had the chaga, and it had the blackberry. And I said, oh, okay, all I got to do is put this in some black walnut milk, because that's what she likes. She likes black walnuts. So I'm going to make her some black walnut milk and put this chaga and this blackberry in there. And then when I made it for her and took it, she was already passed away. But guess what, y'all? Oh. She was leaving that for me. She was leaving that for me. She was leaving that for me. Not only heal yourself, but skim your pockets too, son. You see what I'm saying? So then this is how it happened. Mm-hmm. I called D-Ro. I said, hey, D-Ro. I said, man, my tia passed, man. And she told me about some blackberry milk. But D-Ro, have you ever heard of chaga mushroom? He said, nah, he ain't never really heard of that kind of mushroom, chaga. And I said, man, it come from a birch tree. He said, I live in a birch forest. So then there we go. So the next, I think it was like a week later, D-Ro was hiking. And this dude looked like he was living in the woods for months. He looked wild, but he had a bag full of chaga. And he said, hey, man, do y'all like chaga? And D-Ro said, chaga? He said, man, yeah, my homeboy Eric, he was just telling me about chaga. He said, here you go. He go about $180 worth. He just gave it to him. And then D-Ro said, hey, he told me, man, he go another one of our 44 stories, man. I was on the 44 parallel. This dude came out the woods looking wild like a bear. He said, man, do y'all like chaga? He said, man, you had just told me about chaga, and I was on my way up there, to go look for it. And, man, he came out and gave me, he said he go about $180 worth. So, boom, D-Ro tested it. He gave it to his mom. His mom had some type of throat, I wouldn't call it cancer, but it was some kind of throat growth that was coming on her throat that they diagnosed as cancer. But mm-hmm. she started drinking that and it went away. So,
okay,
trust me, y'all. I would never tell anybody that it heals cancer, but what it does, it definitely breaks down, all that. That it brings oxygen and all. Y'all can do the study on it. Just do your study on it. Do your research on chaga mushroom, and there's many other mushrooms to go with mm-hmm. that. But that's the one that I came across through my tia. My tia Jimmy Lee. So, yeah, she the one told me about the pine straw tea too. You get the pine straw, you get the alum, A-L-U-M, and you get the mullein, M-U-L-L-E-I-N, mullein. You get that for the respiratory, and you make a hot tea with that. And man, boy, if you can get a little sap off the tree, if you see a pine tree injured and it's healing itself, that's its healing form is the sap. The turpentine that come out of it. You have to be careful with that. You don't want to take too much of it, but just a little drop. And then just enough to burn up them worms, because that's what mostly we sick from worms mostly. And so, yeah, there you mm-hmm. go, man. Elixirs from the old school, from the ancient ones. Mm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Just
yeah.
a few of them, But this is what's mm-hmm. in abundance. Mm-hmm. This is what's in abundance. Then when your stomach is clean and your mind is pure, you notice that you can eat a little bit of food and be full. I mean, when you go to the grocery store, so what? The meat is high. You ain't messing with it. You don't want no worms anyway. That's what makes you hungry is worms. If you didn't have worms, you wouldn't be that hungry. Mm-hmm. We used to eat a watermelon. We used to eat breakfast. We always ate a big breakfast because you had to go out there and work. But then we get a watermelon, and then we be full from that watermelon all day long. We get a pomegranate. Mm-hmm. We snack on them little pomegranate seeds all day long. We coming out, mom say, yeah, I got dinner cooked. We'd be like, man, we ain't hungry. We're going to bed. You know what I mean? we used to eat very little back in the day. Yeah.
Yeah. And I used to do watermelon diet. Well, not diet, but watermelon fasting. I used to just eat the watermelon for 3-4 days. No food.
Oh, that's great. That's great for anybody, mm-hmm. man. Big up for that. And watermelon mm-hmm. season is coming up. I'm looking forward to some sandia. In Espanol, watermelon is sandia, like sand, but dia, mm-hmm. sandia.
Okay.
Can you say that, Bear? Sandia.
Sandia. Sandia.
You got it. Boom. You said it like a veterana. Sandia. Yeah. Right on, Bear. That can't sandia. Smooth up your lips. Yeah, that's it. Sandia. That's a watermelon. Yeah, okay. That's right. Sandia. Yeah, that's one of your kinfolks. You know, the watermelon. Yeah. Yeah.
And what's the other
Deb, you still there?
Besides the shot? Can you hear me? Hello.
I can hear you now.
Okay. What's the other one? It was another one besides the shot.
Maca.
It was
Maca is M-A-C-A. And what you can do with chaga and maca, you can mix them. You can make a beautiful, natural, tasty, flavorful, super powerful elixir with maca and chaga together. So you just get that chaga, and when you get it highly melanated black, like the blackest you've ever seen, and then you, like that vulvic acid, you know what I mean? I want to talk about that. Well, I love them conversations. And then you mix it with the rich maca. Now, maca is a drink that in the ancient Peruvians, they use that to work all day. They drink. They not hardly eat no food. They drinking to sustain themselves, to work in the hills all day long. All day long. You know, with no problem at all, sustained off of drink. That's how powerful it is. And it's full of zinc. Full of zinc and magnesium.
Okay.
Yes, yes.
It's not good to take that at night. That you have to take that earlier in the day because you will not go to sleep. I didn't know that at first. I'm like, why is it the next day and I'm still woke?
Absolutely. That's what it is, babe. It feeds every cell. It's a powerful superfood and you could just go look at the pictures of Machu Picchu or, you know, all the sacred sites of all the sacred geometry sites of Peru, and that's where that food comes from. So you can visually see where the food is coming from a geometric ancient land, which many people would call that real ancient Jerusalem.
Mm-hmm.
So yes, that's where the food comes from our good friends. So yes, we have these superfoods. Just a few to add to the family. What other family members have? The Crenshaw herb packs, man. You know that. I'll tell you, man. We have it, y'all. Just name something that we don't have. If you think Shorty's, guess what? Shorty's gonna knock on your door in a few minutes. If you think famine, guess what? Famine's gonna be in your dreams tonight. Whatever a man thinks,
so,
that's exactly where.
That's right.
His mist is gonna follow. Yep. So, yes, it's good out here. It's very good. I mean, nature is in abundance, man. We've been getting rain galore, rain and heat, both rain and heat. Rain and heat, a lot of heat, boys. Hot already, but we already know that comes from a lot of the artificial side of us. It's hot. The phones are hot. Your refrigerator is hot. The clock is hot. Everything is hot.
Mm-hmm.
Everything.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. We have to prepare for that. The man who fell from earth, he'll tell you, get that water up. Get that
up.
Yeah, the technology is draining. They talk about it. They talk about the dehydration. They talk about it. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, definitely, babe. We can move in any way you feel like, babe. I'm just talking and I'm feeling just irate. I enjoyed our first guest. And I didn't even know that about the young man, Stuart Adams. I had no idea his age. I didn't know that he was linked with Marcus Miller. I knew none of that. And so there you go, man. That's what I'm saying, the natural mystic. You know, it's always it's always beautiful and right in the flow. All I got to do is stand out the way. Don't try to be in the way. Just play my part.
That's true. That's
so
true.
That was fire. So, I have a chance to go down there and visit them tomorrow. And, I'll try to make that possible. Do a double trip, go down to Galveston, go down to the ocean. So, yeah, I'll do both of those tomorrow. Well, what you got lined up, babe? I don't know what happened to Shaka, man.
Okay.
But we can go
either.
Forward, though,
well,
you know.
Maybe he'll still show up. So we'll play some. What do I have here? Okay, let's hear this. Ronnie Davis.
Sitting around
A hand raised that we could add to the My Own Table. Let's see.
Please.
Is this Eddie?
Greetings and salutations, Miss A. Go on, so now. Where that?
Greetings.
Wagwan. Wagwan, Eddie.
Everything cool, man. Everything cool. You know?
All right.
That music,
all right.
That music really speaks volumes because a lot of people don't realize the experience that they're having is self-created. I don't want to say inflicting because sometimes that'll be too much pain, but just say self-created. All you got to do is change your desired vision and the reality will change also.
Tell them.
That is true.
Yes. Yes.
Especially if you drink some maca tea. And that chaga is powerful too. That chaga, I got some from you guys back in the day, man. And it's really surprising. I mean, a lot of people are looking to those, I forgot what they call it, psylliums or whatever they call them, meaning mushrooms. And the science on them is so deep. I'm not even talking about trance and all of that other stuff, but I'm just emphasizing on. They're some of the first beings that was on this planet is mushrooms.
Mm-hmm.
They're in the Bible. It's just so many things, man. But, yeah, they're powerful. But that, I tell you, if anybody thinks that chaga is going to be something bad tasting because when you put it in your hand, you feel how hard it is and it looks like the bark of a tree. But, you know, it tastes, just like you said, vanilla-y, and it's almost sweet. You know, it was really surprising when I tasted it for the first time.
Right, because birch, if you get birch sap out of the birch tree, birch is delicious. You know, they make birch beer, you know, and it's a natural drink like root beer. You know, so, yeah, all these trees have, oh, man, y'all know we talk about it all the time, man. Trees have fruits. Trees have fruits, man. They have fruits in the bark. They have fruits in the root. They have fruits that come out on the end of the stem. You know, the whole thing is a fruit, is a gift. The whole entire creation, man. So, yeah, it's our ancestors, you know, just tap in, hug them, sit up under them, gather information from them, you know, and, yeah, y'all know the deal, you know, this is nothing new. Yeah, let's just do it together. You know, more people do it together, you know, the more of us do it together, you know. It don't have to be just like the drumming. Some people might not be able to make it on Sunday at 3. Some people, you know, might not be able to tune in to like 3:30 or later on or listen to the podcast, but you're still feeling the effects of the wave. It's still waving. So, you know, if I hug a tree and there's somebody that listened to this broadcast, you know, want to acknowledge that power and they hug a tree another day down the week on a Wednesday or something, that another one of us hug a tree on a Saturday, man, we creating that wave, y'all. It's just that simple. You know what I mean? It don't take much to start a wave. So, yeah, you know, there's just a thought creation I'm throwing out there, you know, for, you know, while we vibing on the mound. You know, I'm not throwing curves. I'm throwing slow pitches where you can hit it out the park. You can see it coming, hit an off-speed pitch. Yeah. Hey, y'all, the lightning bugs are going off. The lightning bugs, man, they flashing everywhere. And I can see a bright orange. I've never seen it so bright orange. You know, they little bulb up under them. It's a bright orange bulb. Mm-hmm. And they lighting it up out here right now, lighting it up. So they vibing too. They loving the vibes.
The street light is orange, or the light that they're emanating is orange?
No, the bug, the little lightning bug, the little lightning bug, when he light up under his little bottom where the light comes, you know, that's where they making
orange?
The mating call. Yeah, right. It's orange. Yeah, it's bright orange. Bright orange.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah.
That's deep.
Yeah. So, yeah, man, thank you for joining, Eddie, man. It feels good, man. It feels good. So it's a good vibe tonight. Beautiful vibe,
yeah,
man. We moved into Gemini. Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
Yeah. I missed the beginning of the call, unfortunately. I'm going to have to go back to the archive because I don't know what the brother spoke about. But what I did want to say was, I'm going to make some maca. I keep saying maca. Some the tea of the mushroom, chaga.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to put some cinnamon in it. And I had another ingredient that kind of came to me, but for some reason it's not coming to mind. But cinnamon is brown like that chaga. And it might be cacao, but it was something else that I'm going to add to it, you know. But
cinnamon is
good. I'm definitely going to put some muscle to it. Yes, indeed.
Because if you have sugar, if you have diabetes or and your sugar goes up, you take some of that. I just take it and pour it in the water, and you drink it, and it will bring that sugar level down.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. People have been talking about high blood pressure, boy. Here go one. I always talk about sour sop. Sour sop.
Yeah.
Boy, y'all search out y'all some sour. Don't get it in the can because it's loaded with sugar. Do not buy sour sop in the can. Find you some real sour sop. Right? I found it at Kroger, y'all. They sell it at Kroger in a little jug. It costs $15. That's how you know it's real. And, boy, you drink that.
Mm-hmm.
I told y'all, if I feel a sore throat or something coming on, all I got to do is reach my hand for the bottle. It go away. That's real. That's sour. That's sour sour something else. Hey, we not finished with maca. Let's keep going with maca. Fellas, fellas, if y'all private part down there asleep and don't want to wake up, if you don't Will Smith slap him, just give him some maca. Give him some maca. Just give him some maca and give him a little time.
Yeah.
I trust you. He'll be coming in. You'll be telling him to lay down. It's time to go to bed.
Thank
now.
You. Yes, you will. I know I gave some to my auntie one time, and she like in her 80s, and she called me up like, "What was that shit you gave me?" It was waking stuff up.
Yes, indeed. Yeah, that zinc, boy.
Bud started cutting up on her.
Yes, she said stuff was activating.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a real deal, Holyfield. And then you know, for the sisters who have problems with severe pain and the offset of the menstrual cycle, you know, they should do. I would say ask the sister to do research on the maca extensively, and then see if it might help you with some of your with some of the menstrual, you know, problems and things. You know, I think that's a good way to approach the maca with that. But that they definitely use that for that. They use that for that.
Yep.
Yeah, I wanted to talk to Shaka. I wanted to talk to Shaka because Shaka have a song that he wrote that when females listen to it. At first, the doctor told him they could never have a baby, and then, I want him to tell the story, man. It's powerful, man. And one of his brethren called him and told him, "Hey, Shaka, man, your song over here making all these females pregnant." The doctor told him they couldn't get pregnant. So yeah, I would love
what
for him to come on and tell that story. But God Bless the Child, the one I sent you about the children, about the child. Do you have that?
You sent it to me today. Child.
I think
see
I sent
if
it to you yesterday. It's a big old possum.
I don't know.
It's a possum walking past me.
You sent it to a text message, or how'd you send it to her?
Yeah, Babe, I believe I sent it through the text, or I sent it to the Hotmail.
Okay.
I sent a couple to the Hotmail. But at any rate. Yeah.
No, but I'm saying you can check your phone to see if you sent it through your phone. You can check your own text message, what you sent it.
Oh, man, my phone, man. Let's not even go there.
Okay, I apologize. Let it go.
Yeah, there you go. Thank you. Yeah.
But, yeah, that maca is something else. I mean, this is just like what you're saying, going back to what you said about hugging trees and all of that. These are the antennas of the earth, and this goes back to nature. So, to show appreciation in nature, here this fox is walking by right now. To show appreciation in nature, you know, that's a puppy. You know, put you back in that alignment. Because just like what you're saying, if you have something going on in you and you touch these plants or nature and stuff like that, it'll pull that toxin out of you if you sit there long enough and ask it, you know, because everything is one. We're all connected, you know. And,
absolutely.
Get back into that alignment,
yeah.
You know, the miraculous can happen.
Yes, yeah, it always is. We're breathing every day. That's miraculous right there. That's miraculous right there. You know what I mean?
Yes,
dude, man. Yeah, I remember y'all being a youngster, man, and boy, I used to have a temper, man. I tell y'all, I'm honest about some of the things I've been through. Yeah, I used to have a really bad temper, man. And, you know, just from the different things. I ain't going to name what it is. But anyway, and boy, one time, let me tell y'all, we'll straighten that out. A lightning clap came out of nowhere. Boy, this lightning clap, y'all, it hit so hard. I clattered my teeth together and a part of my tooth chipped. That's how scared I was when I had this thought in my mind. Oh man, I'm gonna do this and I'm gonna do that. And man, that lightning clap and boy, my teeth shattered together and my tooth chipped. Man, that was the most frightening, most humbling sound. I'm talking a sound, nothing else. a sound brought me back down to earth. You see what I'm saying? So, yeah, that's what I mean by, you know, sometimes nature will come to your rescue when you need it. You know, sometimes you can get huffed up and puffed up, which we do. You know, sometimes we get huffed up, and I was getting huffed up over nothing, of course, but I was young. You know, your energy is out of control when you're young. And so, but that lightning strike put me right back on point, man. And then when I start studying lightning strikes, I realized that mushrooms vibe with lightning strikes. So, man, you know, it's like a two, three, four-way information, you know, burst. You know what I mean? That you're getting from one incident, you get like tons of information from one incident is what I'm trying to convey here.
And another thing
just
about
like you were
that
saying, Eddie, hugging that tree. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and another thing about mushrooms is they don't know if they should call it an animal or a plant because it has a different signature and it basically has life. And if you look at mushrooms, mushrooms is androgynous because it's male and female. If you look at the mushroom, this umbrella part, so to speak, underneath it, it's kind of like the womb, and the stem that sticks up is like the phallus. And if you turn that mushroom, the umbrella over, it looks like the wings of Maat. It looks like a whole bunch of feathers. So, you know, it really is. I'm just talking about the ones that grow up out the ground. I mean, there's millions of mushrooms. You think there's millions of people or different kind of people, but there's all kind of mushrooms. But the particular one I'm talking about is the one that grows out in your grass and near the pine tree. The one that looks like a umbrella on a stick or a hobbit, or not a hobbit. What is it? The Smurfs or something. I don't know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, there you go.
It's
absolutely
miraculous.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they are intelligent creatures. All of these aren't, but that's right. That's the, you know, that's the founders, man. That's the neuro system of the planet is the mushroom. Yes, definitely. So give honors. Even if you don't, you can just chill with them. Even if you don't partake and take them, ingest them, you can still chill with them. You know, it's not a problem. Go out. Sometimes they come up in your yard and your grass. Sometimes they come up through the sidewalk where it ain't no grass. They just come up right there where you won't think nothing to grow. They'll be right there.
Yeah,
man, they fascinating. Right. Yeah. Yeah, definitely. So, yeah, y'all. Go ahead, Beth.
What was the chakra man? What was that name again for the I'm looking
something
it up.
About the children.
You said, God bless. Oh, what was it?
Yeah.
Bless the children.
Yeah. Yeah.
God bless the child. Was that it?
It's Jah. Jah, man. I don't know. I can't think of it right now, man.
Okay. All right. Okay.
Yeah.
So let me put some music on and then we'll come back to the conversation. I lost my place here. Okay. All right. We'll be back.
Thank you.
That's Holly Israel. That's Kundalini. The Kundalini.
Yeah, Kundalini. Yeah. Yeah, I didn't know that. I didn't know that. Am I here, Bear?
I'm here.
Yeah.
You're here. We can hear you.
I didn't know that Stuart Adams was recording with all these jazz giants, and no wonder why he only gave us a little piece, because, you know, he got to copyright his works. Well, big up for him for giving us that little tone right there. So that's all you need anyway, a little pinch, you know what I'm saying? That's fire. I mean, wow, I'm tripping off that. I got access to go check him out tomorrow, so yeah, definitely. I'm looking forward to bringing him back on under a different circumstance, you know, bring him back on,
yeah.
So yeah, that brother, Mr. Law, man, if you wouldn't have told me, if you would have just came and just started the show with that, I would have been like, man, that Donny Hathaway was fire. I wouldn't even know that was somebody singing that. Yeah.
Yeah. It's very
that
talented.
Was good. That was
both
good.
Of them.
Yeah, absolutely. So yeah, I mean, they came through here. I missed them. I didn't know that they was doing. I already reached out to the sister with the school too. So we're gonna bring her on, and it's a good connections, you know. That's what I'm doing out here. I'm on the ground and meeting the people, and you know, trying to get some different perspectives on the liberty. You know, it's all different types of liberties going on at once. You know, different people have their different perspectives and experiences going on, and so we get to share them all, you know, and balance them out. You know, we can help each other. You know, okay, you need to know about this right here, high blood pressure, or you. Oh, let me drop this one on y'all real fast, and I would love to hear from both of y'all. The stingless bee. Y'all look up the honey that comes from the stingless bee. This honey, you can put it directly in your eye, and it'll bring the moisture back into your eye and clean up all the little dust particles that get in your eye from this stingless bee honey. Y'all look it up, the stingless bee honey. Yeah,
okay.
Y'all look that up. I've already tried
it.
I put it directly in my eye, and yeah, man, it does. Because you know, you look at these phones and computers, and they do dry your eyes out, amongst other things.
They dry your whole body. They dry your whole body out.
Absolutely.
And you sat in front of them a long time, and you write about your eyes too. And you need to have those glasses on that block that you know, the blue glare. They have those glasses that kind of help your eyes, because when you're on this computer all day and many hours, you can feel the effect.
Absolutely, that's right. Yeah. So you know, a lot of protective gemstones out here that we have. A lot of knowledge that's been in our toolbox for many, many years, and you know, things are surfacing up back again. And you know, we carry on. We pass these things down to our youth. I know they had on a different vibration, but you know, when we was coming up, we was on our elders was looking at us like, oh Lord, these kids today, look at them. You know, whatever
we
generation came up in, we all got looked at the same way.
Yeah,
we in trouble. That's what them old folks used to say.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't know nothing about that thing.
Go ahead, Eddie.
Mm-hmm.
No, I just wanted to say I didn't know nothing about that stingless bee honey. That's deep. I'm gonna look into that for sure. But go ahead, Bev. Now we looking at the young now. What were you gonna say?
Yeah, that's what I was getting ready to say. We the elders looking at the young, saying what they say, the shoe is on the other foot now. And Aaron,
yeah,
what gemstone is for Gemini?
Oh boy, okay. Now think about this, Bev. Just think about a mercurial person. They're gonna have a plethora of gems on one side. They're gonna have a plethora of gems on the other side. You know what I'm saying? They're gonna have some things that is gonna cause you to ask them questions, because that's what they love. A Gemini will love for you to ask them a question so they can just swiftly expound on how intelligent they are. So you know what I'm saying? So they're gonna have gemstones. They're gonna have the type of gemstones that when you look at it, it's gonna you're going to ask them a question about it. So that's the type of gemstone, the rarest of the rare that you can find. You know, the oddest ones, the oddest shape, the gemstones that nobody else wants. You know what I mean? Stuff like that. You know, the Gemini is very, they you can't pinpoint a Gemini. Come on now. Mercury, ain't that Donald Trump personality? So they tell us.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
So you know, it's how deep do you want to go in it? We're not here to go that route. We ain't taking those routes tonight. But I'm just saying that's a good question that you asked, because I could tell you some of the I have actually a lot of Gemini in my chart. So I'll tell you some of the gemstones that I buy with from that source, that mercurial source, the quick thinking minerals, chrysocolla. Chrysocolla, the copper stone, copper-based chrysocolla, comes out of New Mexico, Arizona region. Beautiful green, blues, beige, quartz crystalline. Sometimes you find it with a matrix of different silver and, different quartz and gold, mixed in with it. It also comes in a druzy, which is a real hard, double crystal formation on top of another crystal. It's a real glittery, if you go to a jewelry store and you ask for druzy, they're going to show you something that just bling and it just shines. It's like sugar. Somebody poured a little glass sugar all over something. Druzy. So if you find druzy on chrysocolla, it increases in value. Yes, chrysocolla. That's one right off the bat.
Do it come in different
colors?
Because I have one that looks like that, it's just sparkling, it's just cutting up.
Not that one. I think you're a chrysocolla bear.
Okay.
Yeah, no, the chrysocolla, the particular chrysocolla that I sent you is kind of, it's more brown, but then it's like blue, dark blue, then it's a little bit light blue. I remember I sent you one kind of flat. I sent you a chrysocolla, a little small, just to, so you can sample it out, so you can see if you vibe with it.
Okay.
Yeah. You can, when you look up chrysocolla, you can look at your stash and you'll be like, oh, yeah, here it is right here. You'll be able to.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah. That's it. It's a, y'all can look it up. It's a copper-based crystal. But I'm calling that for the Gemini because, the Gemini is going to scan. It's like a bee. Bees scan in the area for geometry. Bees are looking for. Because they come out of geometry, they are surrounded by the hex. So when they come out, they scan in the horizon for that type of symmetry, that mathematical symmetry. They know that's where food is. So that's why they go to flowers, because flowers have that geometric symmetry that they used to. That's the vibration that they own. You know what I'm saying? It makes sense, right? So In their inner workings, indoors, in the house, they surrounded by geometry in a hex. When they come outside, they looking for that same symmetry. So they go directly to the flowers that have the symmetry of the pent, the hex. It could be a tetra, but what I'm saying is that they looking for that vibrational symmetry that they used to. You know what I mean? They looking for geometry all the time. They just like we said, babe, sometimes we can't smell the fragrance of the flower till we put our nose right up to it. You know what I'm saying? But they already in tune. Like the color is coming out of the flower. They see it in the different realms. You know what I'm saying? They smelling it and they seeing it in color too. You know what I'm saying? They it's a whole different spectrum that they have for vibrating with the flowers. And then we should be doing the same thing. We should be studying them, watching them, and be, when we come out of our home, not only should our inside of our house have geometry, but when we come outdoors, we should be looking for that same symmetry of geometry. That way you won't make a mistake going left when you should have been going right. You know what I'm saying? When you should have been going right, you'll be going right. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Because you in tune with the symmetry. You went to, okay, it's sometimes people leave in their house, they have a ritual. Going to their car is a ritual. Get in their car. Sometimes they turn on the music before they start the car. Some people pray before they start. Most people have a ritual going to work in the morning or whatever. First you get up in the morning. It's the same thing, what I'm saying about the geometry. Whatever that is that make you feel good, when you step out your door, you want to be in tune with that same vibration. You just go into things that make you feel good all throughout your day. You avoiding anything that's going to come against your will to be happy. And then about time, because you're going to run up some people that's coming against your will to be happy. But when you do, Bev, you just ignore them. You just be ignorant at that moment. You know what I mean? You could do that. You know, we shapeshifters. You could be ignorant. You could be like, man, I don't.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? This people over here, this person over here cussing me out, but, you know, I ain't going to pay them no attention. And there's a beautiful scripture in the Bible. I know people knock the Bible, but there's some beautiful sayings from other cultures in there. You know, just take that. People have their sages saying these things from all different cultures. That's, you know, it's like compiled in one book. And it says this: a soft answer will turn away wrath. And Bev, I've used that many times, and many people have used that on me. A soft answer will turn away wrath. Try that sometimes, y'all. Try that. People have used that on me. I told y'all I was a hothead when I was youth. But then the person just talked to me softly, and that anger subsided. And also that lightning strike made my ass subside too.
I got a verse too out the Bible that's deep like that.
All right.
What's that?
It says, patience gives a man wisdom. It is to his glory to overlook an offense. So just like what you're saying. Sometimes people say whatever they want to say, whatever the case may be, even if it doesn't offend you. But to be patient will give you clarity and to let that person know that they can't get under your skin. So therefore, you don't have to be drawn into that negative energy or whatever it is. You know, and that's one of my favorites. I forgot what book it's in, but all you got to do is Google patience gives a man wisdom, and it should come up. It's to his glory to overlook an offense. So I think that's pretty interesting.
Well, what do you do when you come up against a person and that energy is so strong? I mean, it could be both ways, but when you run against an energy that's so negative, it disturbs your energy. You're going to have to, like, use everything you have to stay calm with that. They don't even have to say anything. They could just come around you, and it just disturbs you.
I think you just say shield up. Put that shield
Sprinkle
up.
Some salt.
Don't you catch the cootie. Yeah, like, who was that in Charlie Brown? Dude walk around with a dirt cloud following him in his blanket.
Okay. Yeah. So that energy, that's a nasty energy.
That Debo energy, Debo.
Yeah. That's what it is.
Hey y'all. Hey, I want to get this one in real quick before I forget. All right, y'all. It's almost incredible how on point this is. This came to me. The theme with two heads with Rosie Greer. It's a short film. Y'all go check it out.
Oh man.
Speaking of Gemini and the monkeys, man, y'all go check that out. They hit with so heavy of hammers in such a short time. It is ridiculous. I forgot about that, man. That is a serious, that is something that's so, that it's
and
incredible.
The man's body that Rosie Greer grew up in was a white man. What did they do? Give that white man got an operation, and that's whose organ they got was Rosie Greer's, and he grew out of him.
Yeah. Amen. Listen, y'all listen to the dialogue of the opera. Man, just think of things that be going on out here, y'all. They show you the stuff that be going on. Listen, the man learned how to take over. First, Rosie Greer had the dominant part of the body, his whole body. The man only had his head on Rosie Greer. But then when Rosie Greer go to sleep, the man be up at night trying to figure out how to take over the body. You see what I'm saying? So, yeah, he finally got to the point where he could take over the body that he knocked Rosie. Hey, y'all, Will Smith slap. He knocked the hell out of Rosie Greer. Knocked him out. He wanted to separate himself from him. Oh, yeah, because he hate black people. Y'all go check out the thing with two hairs, man, and think about all the man who fell from to earth. Think about all the monkey stuff we talking about, Khonsu. Just think about all that and watch that movie. It's incredible how it all coincides. I promise, man, you won't be disappointed. You think Get Out with something, man, watch that. It's heavy, man. It's so heavy. It's real deep. And they show you.
In the
60s? Go ahead.
No, was that done in the 60s? Woman, that's an old movie, bro.
In the 70s. I think it was done in 1972.
Okay.
Yeah, 1972, somewhere around there. It's old school. It's real old school, man. But listen. Hey, man, y'all, listen, laughter brings marrow to your bones. If y'all got weak, brittle bones, osteoporosis, all that, what they call arthritis and all that, lupus, laughter will help with that, man. When y'all watch that, y'all going to be cracking up, but then at the same time, you're going to be like, oh, these people are crazy. You know what I'm saying? And so I used to pick up dead bodies, and you know how I used to turn away from the real, like I seen a man get hit by a train. Well, I didn't see him get hit, but I picked up the remains of a man that got hit by a train, all right? And I have to tag the toe, so, man, imagine that. Anyway, sometimes in order not to have a negative reaction to seeing that, I would laugh. The laughter would turn me away from the negative effect of seeing a man body in pieces like salami and layers like lunch meat. Okay? The most worst thing you ever want to smell in your life is a decomposed body. Y'all, we stink. We stink. Okay? This bodysuit that we came here in, it stinks. When it breaks down and ferments, it stinks really bad. I'm just being real with you, man. So, Ed, that scripture that you like, it spoke to me in a good way, man. Thank you for bringing that up. But that's what we're here to do. And it only just come from Bible scripture. It come from just brothers just talking to each other on the street. That's why they're scared of seeing us group up on street corners. When they see a bunch of brothers on the street corner, they know that's vibration right there. You know what I'm saying? We conversate. You know what I'm saying? What they call that doo-wopping, you know what I'm saying? We singing in the way we talk, in our tone, you know, the way we vibe. So that's dangerous to a lot of people. So, you know, yeah, thank you for that vibe, man. I always have gemstones in what people tell me. That's what I love. I love what people say. I love how people say it. It's very vibrational. Yeah, so thanks, man. Thank you too, Beverly, for the way you hold the sessions, the way you patience with us. You know, sometimes, you know, I mean, you have a lot of pay. I know you get hit with a lot of emails, a lot of messages from me on these show nights, and I know you got a lot going, but, man, you a gemstone for real to me, Beverly. And you know I mean that because I've been with you over 11 years. So you know what I mean.
Right,
that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, thank you.
Come on, E, sing that song like in Coming to America when Eddie Murphy was supposed to marry that girl and the big brother was singing that song, You're a Queen. Go ahead. 1, 2, 3. Hit it!
Well, I don't even remember that song.
I just dropped the mic. Y'all didn't hear that? Hey, man, Coming to America, that's another tripped out movie, part two. Part two, like I said, they show you a golem. If y'all don't know what a golem is, we talked about the Sefer Yetzirah, the Book of Formation, and spells, and that's where I learned about the four. I have to correct myself, y'all. A cow doesn't have four stomachs. What he have is four parts of a stomach. The cow has four parts inside of that one stomach. Yeah, so the reticulum,
okay.
If you look up the reticulum part of the cow, that is called, they call that the honeycomb. So there's back to that bee again. Even studying the cow, you're going to run into the honeycomb again. So, yeah, man, I like what Thomas said, which Thomas means two, plus he's a smith, he's a master, and I love how he spoke on the horses from the movie The Man That Fell. That was a deep scene in there. Now, I work with horses. I got a call from my horse lady today that wanted me to come back and work with her horses. So that was a trip. But okay. Anyway, that is a big part of that. You know, working with horses, this is one thing about a horse, and he mentioned it in that movie. He said one day the horse mm-hmm. will remember that he can kick him and kill him. Okay, so
So
once again, this is why I'm bigging up Eddie for coming up with that scripture. It's timely, because you know why? When you come up on a horse, that's the vibe that a horse gives you. You looking at him, you see his muscles. You see that he, hey, man, go over there and sit down, roll over for me. You know what I'm saying? Go fetch me that. Man, he going to look at you like, man, I will kill you. That's the vibe he gives you. Do y'all remember Roots? Remember Cicely Tyson told her husband, Joe? Y'all know the word
Joe.
Yeah,
that white horse.
What is she telling him, Eddie? What does she tell her husband? What does she tell him about that horse?
That horse is going to kill you.
How did he come back to the house, Ed?
Being dragged by that horse.
Ooh.
Am I right? I think that's what happened.
Absolutely. Right on point. Right on point. So once again, that came from the intuition of the female.
Yes.
So once again, family, once again, the natural path of life is the safest always. If we come out of our homes, which is supposed to be a geometric space, and we come out into the landscape outside of our door, we are automatically in danger just for the vibration that we carry. So we have to look for that same geometric pattern in our lifestyle. We have to be going places that we are accepted, that we are welcome, that we are beneficial. And if we're not, it's like being out of alignment. Your car is out of it. You're wearing out your tires. Your gas is going down faster, and you're wearing out other parts of your car too, because it's all out of alignment. So I've lived that a good majority of my life. You know what I mean? I lived out of alignment for a long time, you know, holding on to anger, fear, all that. But the radio allows me to get rid of that, because this is therapy. When I hear other people vibe and what they knowledge that they got and the way they express it, even the angry parts, even that too, man, that's healing too. You know what I'm saying? Because you see somebody expressing themselves and they're not scared to do that. So we have all these sides and facets to ourselves. We need to see that diamond in others, man, so we can know that we can shine like that too. So that's what I get from these radio vibrations. That's the only thing that keep me here, is that, you know, it's a vibratory rate that I'm on it, man. I've been on it, y'all. You know what I'm saying? I'm just spreading myself out. This is like 2, 3, 4 radio stations that I'm on right here, you know, truth to power. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm truth to this power over here. I've been here for so long. My presence speaks for itself.
Yeah, yeah, that's true. I have somebody else that's want to join the mound table. Let's see who this is.
Hey, Beth, before you do that, let me just ask Eric, if I may.
Go ahead.
Damn. You mentioned a golem, something that you've seen in Coming to America 2.
Oh, yeah.
Something about a book
or
something like that.
Right. It's called the Sefer Yetzirah. Rob had bought it up many times. The Sefer Yetzirah is the book of creation. And it'll show you the alphabet in the Hebrew, in the Hebrew fashion of what
alphabet.
The Hebrew alphabet really is. Yeah. What is capable of doing, the mothers. Oh, yeah. Robert S. have done. If y'all go back in the archive, boy, he had broke this down. Like, he had broke it all the way down and back up again. So, I thought I heard him mention that he's going to go back over some of it again pretty soon. So, yeah, that'll be cool. Y'all can check it out. But a golem is a creature that's made. You can, you know, a golem is like a Smeagol in Lord of the Rings. That's a golem. The little dude. Remember Charles Barkley used to call Sam Cassell from the Houston Rockets golem, Smeagol? Charles Barkley said Sam Cassell looked like Smeagol from Lord of the Rings. Go ahead,
that's
man.
Crazy.
Is that those things that be on top of churches and buildings? You see them gargoyles?
No, those gargoyles. Those are gargoyles.
Those gargoyles.
Yeah,
okay.
Gargoyle. Yeah, those are griffins and gargoyles right there. But anyway, a golem. So that's, if you look at Coming to America Part 2, Arsenio Hall. Arsenio Hall.
Mm-hmm.
Arsenio Hall is a golem. Yeah, and remember
like the shaman.
What they're doing.
Yeah.
Right. He's a golem. And then the two vampires is Eddie Murphy and Wesley Snipes. Remember, they both played in vampire movies. Remember, it's part two, y'all. So this, the movie is all about doubles. A lot of doubles in that movie. But anyway, Arsenio Hall, anyway, yeah. This is what I want to bring up. What they're ingesting is their ancestors' scrotum sacs. They've been saving their great-great-great-great-grandfather's balls. The foreskin of their private part and the skin of their scrotum. And they, man, y'all missed that part. They put it right in the movie. Yeah,
yes,
man, they did. Y'all. Yeah, y'all
no,
telling
but
you
the reason,
y'all that.
The reason. Damn,
mm-hmm, go
I
ahead,
apologize.
Go ahead.
Go ahead, E.
No, please. No, go ahead, please.
I want to bring, because we're getting short. Y'all can continue this, but I want to bring this person up. 973-248.
Peace, love, and my family. This is
Tova.
Well, peace, Tova. Love you all.
Love
greetings,
you.
Greetings.
Love.
I just got to time in. Yeah, because I'm in Arizona time now, so I keep missing our Truth of Power ciphers, but I'm with you. To the speaker, to the ether, Sam. How are you all doing?
We're doing great.
Yeah, yeah. Come on in, Tova. You, this the cipher master right here, Tova. Come on in with the cipher.
Right.
Tova,
you better pour something now. You better pour something out, or I'm going to call the police
on you.
Okay,
well, first of all, the golem, that's like 72, so I bet you there's 72 popping all over the place with golem with those movies. I bet you just look to see how many 72s, because isn't it 72 golem or something like that?
Yeah, 72 golem. Yeah, something like that. Yeah, but tonight we on the 27, too. Tonight's the 27.
Oh, yeah, we are on the 27. Wow, and that's a 9 completion. And, okay, so you were talking about heroes. I think I said this before on Truth to Power, but I'll share it again about the whole heroes thing. Well, heroes spells horses. Heroes are horses.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
mm-hmm.
And then I saw this before. Okay, so if you look at the shape of the continent of a free ka, like a free spirit, right? A ka spirit, there's a free spirit. If you look at the shape of the continent and if you turn it 90 degrees to the left, am I saying right? Because I'm a lefty, I always mix things up. It's literally the shape of a horse head.
Ah,
you see
that? Okay. Okay.
So, yeah. And then the seahorse, and that's the same shape that, you know, that's our... how do you pronounce that?
Hippocampus. Yeah.
You know what
I'm saying? There you go.
So the horse is like so, it's so deep, and they are such like evolved animals. I mean, they work so hard, they even sleep standing up. But they're amazing. I love horses.
Yeah, absolutely.
And
I work with horses. I love them. They in tune to people. They know people energy. They know your energy from
they
a
do.
Distance. Man, they know you
they
from
sure
a distance,
do.
Man. They know you, man. And they will, hey, y'all, trust me, they will hurt you. They will. They will. Not intentionally, but just the vibe that you give. If you're a person that abuses horses, they know you. They know you right off the bat. And if you get close enough to them where they feel that they can hurt you, man, they will. So don't play. And that's just horsepower. Like, Ben, when you...
Free. I'm sorry, go on, brother. Go on.
Oh, just one more thing about horses. I'm going to stay on horses. Babe, when you seen DMX funeral and you seen all them motorcycles, you seen horsepower. That's what you seen.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. The horsepower. Mm-hmm.
You seen hip-hop.
And,
yeah.
And you
yeah.
ride her, of course, it's a female because a car is a her, a boat is a her. They always want to ride us. And Rough Riders. Okay, I'm being so scorpionic right now. I can be like, that was just DMX coming through. That was on poo. That was an on-poo channel for sure. But you know how you see, isn't it so beautiful when you watch horses running wild and free? When you think of a free spirit, don't you? I always think of horses running free. And that's a free ka, a free spirit.
Yeah, for it.
And they are free
spirits. Right.
So if they're free, they have those channels. And if they don't, they're not feeling you, they'll just kick you from the back and keep it going. I love them.
Hey, no apology, man. Don't look for no. Hey, it's almost like they keep eating and be like, you shouldn't have had your ass back there. They just keep chewing. They look at you like, oh, okay, you had enough.
That's
you gonna
right.
get back there again? Yeah, man, it's funny, man. It's funny, yeah.
Yeah.
Right on, Tova. Right on.
Now it's an anagram. It also spells shore. You know, horses also spell shore, so that's the water element. So that is the Kali Mama goddess. Like,
Talk about it. Ah, the seashore.
I was just in Sedona at the creek all day today with I watched these two children, a 5-year-old and an 8-year-old, and the little 5-year-old, she knew. She's like, this is called Yemaya. I'm like, wow. And she knew it's the Yemaya song and everything. They're amazing. So yeah. I got like that water, you know what I'm saying? It's just the channels came through. So I'm so glad that I caught you all, and I love you, family. And the same here, brother. Like, this really is healing and therapy. It's Truth to Power. I've been with Truth to Power since 2012, 2013. So... Thank you so much, Sister Bev.
We
love you, Sister Bev.
Hey, thank us.
Yeah, thank us. Look at it. We got the alarms going off. That's right.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, y'all can hear that?
Yeah.
Y'all can hear that? Ring the alarm.
Yeah.
Another song is dying.
Whoa.
Ring the alarm.
Hey.
Hey.
That's
Yeah.
And, by the way, can we just give an ashe to Elisa Lopez? Today's her born day. Rise and Power, Elisa Lopez.
Okay.
Y'all have to listen to her Supernova album.
Left eye. Wow.
Her
good looking
Nova album is legendary.
Yeah.
Okay.
Good
even
looking
when, even,
out.
Even,
left
even
eye.
If you get the CD, yo, fam, if you get the CD, inside the CD, you know how they have those, like, CD, like, pages where it shows the lyrics and stuff. It's all sacred geometry. Like, Lisa was on her game. So Rise in Power, Lisa Left Eye.
Already, yeah. I'm glad you brought her up. Big up. Yeah. Tova coming in with the gemstones. I love it.
Yeah. Listen to her. Super Tova says, listening to Left Eye's Supernova album. The whole album is, she does the whole thing, like, through numerology, even. Yes, so we got to give her flowers for sure. And for those who are already here, so peace to Robert X, Brother Kwame, everybody here tonight, Sister Bev, love you all so much.
Yes,
love
respect.
You.
Respect.
Thanks for joining in. Yeah, always.
Keep
Thank
being
you,
Tova.
Yeah, definitely.
Yes, and I will send, I'm bringing the love from the Mama Pacha land over here. And peace and love to Mama AZ as well.
Yeah.
Boy,
thank you,
boy. My phone. Certain radio stations I can't get no more. Certain people, my phone won't call them. And then, boy, when I send people text, they tell me that the text that they get from me is just gibberish, like a bunch of stuff that don't even make sense.
Wow,
because
your light can't go through this frequency. You're on 5G, five dimension, and it can't go through the 5G. That's actually a beautiful thing.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, absolutely. I already said she's about to go to the curve.
I have my permission to give my information. You can get my information, and you can text me, because my text is the same. I have the same issues with my texting as well.
Mm, yeah.
Oh,
man. All right, big up, Tova. Big up.
We love you too. Better love.
Wow.
Much love. Thank you,
Tova.
Better
love. Peace, family.
Yes.
Left.
Thank you.
Left. That's deep.
Hey, y'all, ain't that something, man? Add that to the mix. Y'all's left eye. What? Come on now. How about that? Out there, that's one of the most beautiful documentaries. Out there, going in on the numbers. Out at Dr. Sabi's place in Honduras, huh? They were her and her sisters out there doing a cappella singing to prisoners and playing drums and fasting and praying and creating. And yeah, man, that's a powerful, the last days of Lisa Left Eye Lopez, man, real powerful. Yeah, big up, left eye. And y'all know Dr. Sabi's son, KT's an arts degree. He used to chill with them, and KT got some music, unreleased music by Left Eye. So, yeah, man, he's sitting on some gemstones. Yeah, KT is full of gemstones. He loaded over there. So, yeah, y'all, we rich with it. You know, Rich Strike was the horse that shocked everybody in the first race. Rich Strike, remember that, coming out of gate 20. Coming out of that twin all the way over there in the corner. They have forgot about him. So then he's gonna run in the Belmont Stakes in the final, you know, in the Triple Crown. He gonna participate in the Triple Crown, Rich Strike. And y'all see the Preakness, the second race, it was early voting. Early voting was the winner. Ain't that something? Early voting. Oh man, this stuff is so funny. But yeah, horsepower to y'all. Like Toba said, it's the seashore. Y'all remember, y'all just envision the seashore washing up on your feet. It's a powerful feeling, a powerful vibe. You know what I'm saying? And there was a beautiful vibe. Once again, you know, I don't know what happened to Shaka Man, but, you know, we continue to roll. You know, hopefully he'll come and join us again. But until then, you know, we'll keep picking up stones as we roll this boulder down this mound road. Big up, Brother Eddie, man. Thank you so much for joining the mound. You put some flavor on it. You put some chaga and some maca on it. And Bev, I'll see you soon. And Bev, we got to play some, what did she say? What did she say to music? Lisa Left Eye's Supernova. Yeah, we got to start bumping some of that and dance on some of that, Bev. Get it on.
Yeah, when we come back, we'll play some of that.
Thank y'all for being here.
Absolutely. Thank you, Ed. Buenas noches. Buenas noches, y'all.
Word. Peace. Bye, con Dios.
Babe, what you going to take us out with?
She's playing all it right, now, we'll whatever that is.
Take us out with something, Babe.
Okay, here we go. Here we go.
People, this is Lovers
Rock. Lovers Rock.
Right on.
Remember when we were young.
It's been a long time.
Yeah, getting ready to throw that raw, dirty funk, y'all. Y'all never knew this side of me. Sax man in the basement, funk squad. You ready? Alright. Here we go, y'all. One, two, three, hit it. Yeah. Feel that funk, y'all. Straight out the basement.